Thunder Bay. The city is looking to crack down on non-compliance with its mobile sign rules, as staff report cratering compliance rates are robbing the city of tens of thousands of dollars per year. In a review last fall, nearly 90% of mobile signs checked in a point-in-time count did not have a valid permit as required under the city's sign bylaw. Staff reported to City Council this week as it considered proposed amendments to the bylaw. That had worsened from a 2019 compliance review of all mobile signs, which found over 50% were not in compliance, said Doug Vincent, the city's licensing and enforcement manager. The situation is leaving the city short an estimated $20,000 a year in permit revenues, he added. With an expansion to that department approved last year, Vincent said the city now has the resources to begin addressing the situation. Vincent, who took the role in 2018, called the move long overdue for a bylaw that has seen only a couple of minor tweaks since it was passed in 1992. This is just making sure we're collecting what we should have been collecting for the last 20-plus years, he said. The current permit structure has largely been ignored by many users of signs, because there aren't the tools in place for us to action those things. I don't think any of the people out there are criminals in the sense that they're intentionally going out and breaking the rules. There are some people who maybe figure they have an excuse, if everybody else is doing it. We want a level playing field, and obtaining the revenue that should be there. In some cases, the city was forced to lay charges against sign owners, Vincent said, adding those cases did not involve local sign companies. The changes discussed Monday will clarify who is responsible for non-compliance and provide for stiffer penalties and the ability to refuse and revoke permits for repeated violations. The detailed bylaw amendments are expected to be presented to council on June 5. Mobile signs, as defined by the city's bylaw, are meant to provide temporary ways to advertise special events or promotions. Instead, many remain in place for years, said Vincent. Current rules allow retailers to obtain up to 2 permits per year, with each permit costing $88 and valid for up to 4 months. Based on its sign counts, the city should be bringing in roughly $35,000 a year in revenue, but the figure has remained below $15,000, staff reported. The revised rules will allow staff to make exceptions for public use projects. Questioned on the application process, Vincent said the city is just now moving to bring it online as part of its digital strategy. Applications are typically processed in a week or less, he said. The changes approved by council this week are a stopgap measure ahead of a full overhaul of the sign bylaw expected in 2024 that will be informed by consultation with sign companies. That will offer an opportunity to address concerns around issues like digital signs, Vincent said. The proposed amendments to the city's bylaw were accepted in principle in a unanimous council vote Monday. Mayor Ken Boschkoff declared a conflict, citing a relative who may work in the sign business.